And we'll come back. Obviously, NBA draft last night. Get back into that.
You didn't even talk about Jaquan Walton. Now, how come you talk about David Jones deal?
He wasn't
you don't talk
on
about Jaquan Walton deal.
He wasn't on the thing. He wasn't on the graphic, bro.
But he got something. Back to the point of the people on that graphic that didn't put him on there.
I mean,
and the one commenter said, "Why y'all didn't put Jaquan Walton on here?"
Right.
Who got a deal? Jaquan.
Jaquan got a deal.
How does Naquan Tomlin not have a deal?
Now, that's weird.
That must be about background and what's going on off the court and decision making, because that dude is a jumping bean that can hit a big man that can hit threes.
I thought he was like
what are we talking about here? I figured he'd had a bunch of workouts, and that's got to be about the off the court stuff. Once they do that investigations on you, though, you know that stuff can either drop you or you know put you out of it completely. Naquan Tomlin got the potential certainly be in somebody's camp.
Yeah.
So I was surprised by that. But Jaquan, man, shout out. You know, everybody doubted him. Y'all said he was a bad apple. Y'all said he's a cancer. Okay?
Well, I don't know. He seemed to get be the scapegoat. But where'd he get?
Bro, you have to go back on Twitter. Your boy Parr's trying to figure out what kind of deal it is.
Oh, it might be one of those.
It's Oklahoma City Thunder.
It might be one of those Exhibit 10s.
Yeah. It's the Oklahoma City Thunder's his deal. I'm not sure we know the nature of it yet.
Gotcha. Okay.
Reported it in Alabama.
Okay, well, there you go. How about that? Good for him. My guess is Exhibit 10, though. So Dandridge. See if he gets a two-way.
How about I like Jaquan Walton's chances of sticking in the league, but then I do David Jones.
Yeah.
Think about that hot take.
I think I might agree with you there. But Jaquan Walton could not shoot
at
all.
He lost it. He was in a year-long slump.
Right. Right. So, I don't know. Interesting situation for Memphis. We'll get into the draft, what the Grizz did, grades, Bronny, all that. Stick around. Jason and John, Turner Fam, ESPN.
And I guess Giannotto's not going to make the Ed Scott press conference. He's off to Chicago. I envision Giannotto being at that Ed Scott press conference like Jesse Jackson, a tear rolling down his eye for this historic day.
Man.
That he said should happen.
Yeah. He said.
Drop that mic before we got on out of here, Chicago. And you know, today is the day.
And yeah, and he, I think he can take pride in knowing that he helped facilitate it, even if he's not here to see it through.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That Scott says he likes to pick on the media, too, so he's going to have a lot of fun with you. Looks like that was one of the quotes I saw coming out of the presser.
We'll see.
No, that he likes to have fun with the media. I don't think Veach liked to have fun with the media.
We'll see it.
I know Tom Bowen didn't like to have fun with the media.
Right.
So maybe we're getting a little bit of a, this ain't just cookie cutter here.
Yeah,
a little
we'll
bit
see.
Different. And Ed Scott.
Hey, I welcome all the smoke.
Dr. Scott.
I welcome all the smoke.
Be careful messing with John. He don't play.
I mean, that's why I'm trying
John
to
does not play.
The people that try to pick on me, if you take it there, I'm taking it further.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you don't want to do. You know what I mean?
I know Marshall Mathers.
That was Kendrick there, but
I'm just saying, little Slim Shady about to come out of you.
If you play with my kids, you damn right. You play on my kids. People are even mad that I brought that up on the air. But you guys, respectfully, most of you guys don't understand. You can't understand to be in the public. And then, yeah, I did put the picture of my kid up there, but that's not licensed to insult my child, my 4-month-old son's appearance, who, by the way, is an extremely handsome young man, very cute young man, the best.
Agreed.
It wasn't really about I wasn't insulted by the pictures or anything like that. It was more like the idea that you're a grown ass man hiding behind a burner account, trying to get off, check little 4-month-olds.
Weak as it gets.
And I actually did a little bit more research into this account. They also made a comments about Riley when she was younger.
Oh.
So this account in particular. Whoever it is, it has made multiple comments about my kids, multiple comments about my children that I've later, I addressed those at the time as well. But, you sort of, when you put in the Twitter search bar, you know what I'm saying, the account and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And look, maybe I'm overreacting, bro. You know, I certainly have done that in the past. But, you know, when it comes to my kids, and I think, you know, the same would be true for you, logic leaves.
and there's a different dynamic added to it if you feel like you know who the person is.
Yeah, so the person's account is using pictures of Ron Tillery.
Which would just be wild.
I didn't know that at the time. Somebody pointed it out to me. But the account is What we know for sure is that the account has posted a tweet using the picture that Ron Tillery put on his Facebook page.
Which could have easily been lifted.
Could have been lifted, but they used the picture to set to tweet the Chicago Sky coach that they were there at the game. Not like as a profile picture or an avatar or something like that. It was like a proof that they were attending a game. Now, we know Ron has Chicago ties, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know,
that's where he's from, I'm pretty sure.
I can't say for sure that it was Ron. I can't say for sure that it was former.
It'd just be crazy.
But I did call him twice. I did call him twice at the number that I believed to still be his and left a message. And I have not heard back. I also have not heard back from that Twitter account after I, you know, I put the information out there.
Right. It'd be one thing if you just think some random and know that doesn't excuse it. But it is another thing when the evidence sort of suggests that it's someone that used to be within the Memphis media, used to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that may be hiding behind a burner account again. That is all alleged at this point. We don't know for sure, but it certainly seems like why would someone go impersonate Ron Tillery at this point in Ron's career? Like we get the whole fake Mons when you're doing it, right?
And exactly, when you're
relevant. We've had those when you're doing it, but Ron's been out of the game for a while now, so it is very odd. And again, that's I think I'm explaining that. I think that's why you all can understand it's a little bit more on John's brain. We're not just talking about it. It doesn't feel like some random here. It feels feels really weird and clownish is what it feels like.
Yeah. So I mean, again, I'm happy to like if this is not true, I'd like to get that debunked. Right, you should know that if someone's
1,000%
attempting to pretend to be you on Twitter.
Yeah.
If it's not, just let me know.
Yeah.
You let me know.
Let me know if I'm getting a check from DirecTV.
Well, you're gonna have to get with DirecTV on that. Do you still have service with them?
I do DirecTV Stream now, but I was for a long time a Sunday Ticket customer. I'm no longer that.
Right.
So that's YouTube TV now.
They moved exclusively to YouTube TV, right? And they keep trying to get me to buy it in June.
How much is it now?
It's
still $350, $400.
No, it's $100 off if you buy it now. So I think it's like $250.
Okay. Well, for years I played $300. I paid $300+ for it.
Right. Which
me and many others.
I will get it. To be clear, I will get it. Because what choice do I have? But there was a settlement. There was a lawsuit and a class action settlement that basically decided that you're going to get damages. You're going to get a check. Now, when? That's going to take a while.
Because the NFL is going to appeal.
You damn right. They're going to fight. And I'm not even really sure, like, I guess they broke antitrust laws, right? They broke antitrust laws with the distribution of out-of-market games.
Yes.
It's a little confusing to me as to why, like, they're liable for that. I guess they gouged. They sold that the antitrust, that the laws that they broke, were selling Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV and at an inflated price.
Mm-hmm.
By offering the service on only one distributor and with a high price, that limited the subscriber base and satisfy concerns by CBS and Fox about preserving local ratings while the NFL got a lot of money for its broadcast rights. Does that make sense to you? It doesn't really, I don't know.
I buy it.
What did the NFL get at?
A freaking monopoly, man.
They created a monopoly.
And we've been saying it for years that somebody should push back on them.
And because, I guess, so is the implication then that because they created a monopoly that you could only have, so they take it if you have DirecTV, they then
took advantage of customers by charging them a price that was outrageous.
And then the games they did offer, they felt like people would watch more of because it was the only way they could watch it for a lot of people. It was like, hey, we're going to give you like a little morsel. We're going to inflate our ratings as well because we don't give you nothing else.
Mm.
I guess that's the other part of it. So there's two parts of it. It's the Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, and it's the fact that the local games, they boosted ratings by because they didn't give you nothing.
Well, and there's two parts of the damages. It's $4.7 million in damages to the residential class, which
right,
I guess is you and me, and $96 million in damages to the commercial class.
Right. So, exactly right.
Since damages can be tripled under federal antitrust laws, the NFL could end up being liable for $14.39 billion.
Yeah.
So, when do I get my check for the years and years and years that I was a subscriber and was overpaying?
Yeah, it's interesting. And by the way, the teams are paying it.
Yeah, each one $449 million.
Yeah,
the way it's broke up.
That's interesting.
That's if they get there. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's ESPN proposed offering Sunday Ticket for $70 a year with team by team packages in 2022, but it was turned down by the NFL. And they took it to YouTube TV, who's like, yeah, we'll charge $350. Come on. Yeah, let's make this money. Let's get this bread. If the NFL offered team-by-team packages all along, one of the key class members likely would not have been a part of the lawsuit. I guess that's what, you know, that's just what they're saying. Like a guy said, I would have just wanted the Saints. I don't want anybody else. They never offered me that. I had to get all of it. And the truth is, like, you don't really use it. You watch the game you want to watch, which is your team, you know, unless you're betting on it, which, you know, if, you know, 15 different, but who's, you know, I don't think most people are betting on NFL like that. So I think that's the part of it is like, you did not do anything, you know, beneficial for the consumer. You gouged them. And that's it. And they had no other options.
No, they can afford it, dude.
So
they can afford to pay this.
July 31st is when I believe the judge is going to hear post-trial motions. That will include the NFL's request to have him rule in favor of the league because the judge determined the plaintiffs did not prove their case. So you're going to have to wait for that at least. And then there's going to obviously be an appeals process, depending on that.
It's going to be years.
So it could be a while.
I mean, get my money.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know exactly how it breaks down. You did some math.
Well, I don't know. Again, I don't
back
know how
real. Back in the envelope.
Joe, I didn't do it. Joe Pompliano did it.
Joe Pompliano did it. Okay, and what was Joe Pompliano's math?
That we're going to get at least thousands back.
That you're going to get thousands back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how believable this is, but he breaks it down by, you know, into the residential by number of subscribers, which is all I'm supposing an estimate. Well, now my Twitter's not pulling up. But I think I showed this to you before we came back on
air. I think
air.
You said it was like $3,400 over 11 years.
Yeah, it was a few thousand dollars.
Over 11 years.
That you would have had to have been subscribed the whole time
right.
to get that full amount, I'm assuming.
Which you say you were.
No, not the whole time. When I got the Superbox to get out of that, because I was tired after it had to be, I don't know, 7, 8 maybe years.
You said 8 years.
So
you expect how much?
A couple thousand.
All right, a couple thousand. Seven times.
He's got it $340 for each year subscribed.
So seven times.
Now, isn't that about what we were paying?
Yes.
And so
yes,
you're telling
yes,
us we're getting that whole thing back?
I
see, that's why
that.
I had a little bit of trouble with
it. I doubt that.
Yeah, that's saying this is the gospel here. But Joe Pompliano does do a great job covering the business of sports. Usually you can hold him to it.
But if you get anything back, if you get $200 back a year.
No, I want more than $200. Oh, $200 a year. Yes, 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 yeah. Yes.
I mean, you take $200.
I thought you were telling me $200 for the whole time I was
bro,
there.
Bro, you don't even.
We're not settling.
Bro, respectfully, you don't even have a vehicle right now. So you take what they give you. And they know you ain't got no car. So they're going to give you $250. Will you take it? And you'll say yes.
I don't understand why that's so important for you to continue to bring up.
I'm just saying, bro.
That's why I ignored it the first time.
I'm just saying, bro.
You understand how triggering that is for me right now.
I'm sorry.
Especially the amount of money that I still owe on that truck.
Well, yes, true. That's true. Maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you'd say, I need more based on my situation. I want the full payout.
Pam knows. He's trying to trigger me before we get out of here on Friday. There's no point in it.
Yeah, no.
Can
I ask you a question, though? What about those weird blackouts that they do? Do they ever, like...
That's part of the settlement. Yeah, so like the blackouts are for your just like with the Grizzlies in Bally, like you can't watch NBA TV national broadcast right in Memphis unless it's on TNT. You can't watch NBA TV for some reason, but I don't know if the blackouts are as much of a part of it as the only way you could watch
out of market stuff.
Yeah, so out of market is the focus. Let's say you were a Bears fan, the only way you could watch your Bears is if you have Sunday ticket. That's the only way. It's a Raiders fan.
Well, let me tell you this. I don't want a credit. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
A credit on next month's bill.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, I'm still with them. I had to go back to them to get DirecTV stream.
You want to reserve the right to cancel.
So I could have Bally's. No, I just want my check.
Okay.
No settlement stuff. Don't send me cash.
Would you take a lump sum?
What I'm saying is don't apply it to my bill.
Right.
I may cut off on y'all.
Yeah, no doubt.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So send me the check.
No, they have to give you money.
After the NFL gets done with its appeal and loses.
Would you take a lump sum?
Yes.
Like, let's say they came to you and say, we'll give you $1,500 right now. Would you take $1,500?
Yes.
Okay.
It would help with my truck.
Okay. So we have a number here.
Mm-hmm.
We do have obviously anything above that. What's your like least amount on the lump sum?
Not taking $200. What you said, if that's the total they're trying to give me, not settling.
I think you need to be firm on four figures. Don't take less than four figures.
And I mean, I gave it up for some bad years of Bears football, too. Let's be real. Like, that, it was bad there for a while. I guess I did have one good season where you go to the bowl. But, man, it was awful football I was watching for my $400, $300.
Yeah, it was.
Bussing heads. Time to pay.
Yep.
I don't feel sorry for Goodell at all.
Well, what about the
NBA? Or the teams.
I guess the NBA. NBA's is more affordable, but, like, what's the difference?
Not gouging.
Okay, so a major difference is that MLB, NBA, NHL sell their out-of-market packages on multiple distributors.
There you go. It keeps the price down.
And share in the revenue per subscriber instead of receiving an outright rights fee. I think you also do have the option to do team on NBA League Pass as well.
Yeah, I haven't dived. I've never had League Pass.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you Harrington was talking about that option.
Yeah, obviously that wouldn't apply to us because we would just watch the games on Bally. Unless you have the NBA VIP League Pass.
So he's going to have to do it up from up there in Minnesota, right?
Yeah, exactly. He can get that NBA League Pass VIP, though.
Right.
I'll hook you up with that, but you say you don't need it. You can watch every... Dude, I'm telling you, to have watched the finals...
If I get that, there's no reason for me to have DirecTV Stream anymore. The only reason I have DirecTV Stream is to see Bally's.
Oh, well, it's over.
It's the only reason. And now it's gone up to $119
a month. I'm going to give you a login. Because I made two jokes about your truck. I'm gonna give you the VIP login.
And you didn't give me anything on your trip to Chicago.
Well, I did explain that.
But I'm just saying you owe me.
Yeah, so I mean, however you want to look at it. But yeah, you can. What are you paying for that?
For what?
DirecTV Stream.
I just told you $119 a month. It's up to now. It started below $100, but you know how they go up. And this is AT&T.
It's over, dude. Say goodbye. I got you.
It's very generous of you.
$1,200 value. It don't matter to me. I mean, it ain't no hair.
You sure they're not cracking down like Netflix on the codes and sharing?
Because it's
logins.
It's a long. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay. Maybe you want to give it out here.
Yeah, I don't want to. I do not. I want to. I want to give it on the radio, bro.
Tillery might be listening and use it.
Clearly, he has been. He has in the past. Because that account has tweeted me on the air live.
Hello, Ron.
So,
that's some dirty that you may have done.
Nasty work by you, sir.
Real nasty, if that's you.
Yeah. But again, call me if it was.
Please, so we can say,
I'd like
somebody's impersonating you.
You need to know.
This is ridiculous.
You need to know this.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I can't believe somebody would do something like this.
That is ridiculous.
But yeah, I'm going to hook you up with that because, again, I made the.
Man, thank you.
I circled back and made the second truck joke.
Could be weeks or months.
And that one, I could tell that one did cut kind of deep. And that's my bad. You know what I'm saying? That was my bad. It wasn't your fault. But I'm going to make it right, brother. I'm going to make it right.
Yeah, you do that.
I'm going to make it right, dude. I'm going to save you $1,200 a year.
No, I don't think I'm ready to cut yet. We got a signed contract here?
No, you ain't got to sign nothing. I'm just going to give you an account and a password.
That's all I need because, again, I don't even do the extra stuff on there. I don't do the movie channels. I got Superbox and Netflix and everything else for all that stuff.
Right.
So literally the only reason I have it is for Bally's. You would be saving me $119 bucks a month.
That's a lot.
It will add up. That's a bill I could use off.
Do you cancel
right
it during the off season?
Yeah.
You do?
Cancel
work. DirecTV Stream.
No, I don't. No.
Oh, so you pay for it even?
Of course. Yes. Yes. I'm still paying for it right now.
I will say that's the good thing about YouTube TV.
And I do love I will say DirecTV Stream. Their app is great. So if I am away from the house, and I've continued to mention that, another reason why, if I'm away from that, it's not like the Bally's app. I'm getting good grizz on that DirecTV Stream app no matter where I am. So that's another reason why I've continued to pay, and even into the off season. But yeah, if you can get me out of that, bro, you're saving me.
Yeah. I mean, it's a done deal. I watched the finals with no commercials. That was awesome. That was awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Because you were asking me about a commercial, I haven't seen it. Because I just watched the in-arena feed.
Like, I was asking you hadn't seen the finals commercial with Dwayne.
So you just it is so much better.
But you get
it's
nothing,
so much better.
Yeah.
I mean, because you don't have it's the same commercials, bro. I couldn't hear that Chet Holmgren SGA commercial one more time.
So you literally just get a shot of the arena during commercials.
Yep. Goes right to
experience. Yeah, I've seen that on my silver box from something where you don't go to commercial.
And it's just like, you see the promotions and stuff they do.
Right. You see the in-arena.
You see the halftime show.
Sure.
You know? Huh. I mean, it was just like, it was a game changer, to be quite honest with you.
Well, I'm not tuning in for no damn halftime show. You act like that's a real perk here.
No, instead of watching a halftime show, I'd rather watch a halftime performing artist.
Stop.
Than Stephen A. Smith.
Then to get all the high scores and all that and run back through who's boning.
Man,
Stephen
I
A. tell you. He's
tell
looking
me
at this guy and this guy and this guy and this guy.
Especially now that we're losing inside the NBA, bro. I don't need none of that. I don't need any of that at all.
Mike Myers is pretty good. He's been a pretty good addition
to
their crew.
People
need more, though. They
Volkan
need a lot
does not
more.
Like him.
He doesn't like Bob Myers?
Not on TV. He thinks he's bad on TV.
He's got a little chemistry now with Stephen A. Smith where he's punching back. It's pretty good.
I think that's
everybody
what Wilkins
else scared.
Like.
Everybody else scared.
I think that's what Wilkins said was kind of awkward.
Oh, you like when everybody just kisses Stephen A.'s tail and doesn't, thank you for allowing me to be here?
Right. Oh, Stephen A. said, I made you. I brought you here. He was on Newsmax last night breaking down the debate. Man, he's everywhere.
Some are worried.
About Stephen A.?
Well, eventually he's going to eye politics.
Oh, for sure.
He's about to make $18 million, I think, is what I read. Go from 7 to 8 to 18 because he's still pulling in the ratings.
He wants more. He wants 25.
I didn't read the latest.
Yeah, he wants 25. So they think 18 won't be enough.
Wow.
Crazy. I mean, it's amazing. He must be that valuable to them.
He is. He's their lead. Their lead ratings guy.
Because they wouldn't still entertain it.
Pretty sure he's over McAfee, and they're paying the hell out of him, as you know.
McAfee would get the axe before Stephen A.
Well, and that's Stephen A.'s leverage right now.
Right.
Is that I'm above him in terms of ratings.
Yep.
And so you're gonna pay me.
Yeah. So anyway, it was absolutely a. An interesting case there, an interesting development.
We'll see if it's not a done deal. NFL's going to appeal. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, but I'm hoping to get you that check here real soon.
Man, thank you.
But definitely the NBA League Pass access.
I think we might do that for real.
Got you, brother. I'm going to save you, man. I'm going to save you almost, $1,400 a year, bro?
A year.
I got you, man. That's what I do. That's what brothers
take
do.
Take a little less from DirecTV now on my settlement.
Exactly. So you hitting them twice. Exactly. All right, we'll come back. Stick around. Jason DeJohn, 90.9 FM, ESPN. The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is going to be your best friend. They're going to help you find the home of your dreams. If you're selling your home, they're going to help you make the most money for it. I mean, that's the way it works. There's a process to it, but they've got the connections. They've got the marketing. They know how to stage your home. They know how to get you money. They're the best at it in town. Jason knows firsthand. A lot of people know firsthand in the Memphis area. If you're in that process and you feel like you need a boost, a little help, a little expertise, call the Live Love Group. Email them, soldolivelovememphis.com.
Yeah, I was so underwater that just breaking even for me was winning with Jennifer Carson. And that was a much different situation. That home, hopefully not in the shape that your home is in. Hopefully yours is in great shape. Rest assured, Jennifer Carson's going to get you top dollar for that home. And even if you don't have a home to sell, she can help. Let me tell you how. She specializes in helping first-time home buyers. It's actually part of her company and our core mission to improve Memphis by lowering rentership and getting you into ownership situations. But Jason, I don't know how much I can afford. Where should I buy? You know, Jennifer Carson, at the very least, could be a great resource for you and answer all of those questions at 901-625-5200. So again, don't let the preconceived notions and the doubt keep you from making the call. 901-625-5200, like it did for me for years. Live Love can help you. They can help you right now. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do this. Pam, I hope you have Jeff Calkins' number. If you have Jeff Calkins' phone number, please dial him because he was at Scott's press conference. And I would really like to get a sense of, what it was like because Jeff had that tweet. He had the tweet of this is the sort of most rousing comments – a Memphis coach or AD I've heard since 96. I want to know what was so interesting, That's what I want to know. And I want to know what he had to say about it.
You don't worry that you might be interrupting his writing?
No, I've talked to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, so you know this is not going to how this is going to go.
Yeah, this is not a,
excellent.
Yeah, this is not a surprise.
Excellent. Okay, you were scaring me. I was hopeful.
I mean, every move I make is calculated.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I might surprise you with something on air. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like with a little improv. That is certainly a possibility at all times. And to your credit, most of the time, you're prepared to parry.
Right.
There are occasional times where I might catch you a little off guard, but for the most part, I would say, you're ready for it.
Thank you.
But Jeff's ready for it, so we'll get him on the air. And again, I mean, this is a big job, right? This is a big opportunity for, Ed to – I don't want to put the realignment on him.
You can't.
Because it's not a decision that ADs are even making.
Right.
It's presidents and it's television markets as well.
Something that you've written, right? I read that in a column of yours.
Yeah, it's all those things. Mm-hmm. But do I think relationships help? Absolutely. Do I think, on-court and on-field performances help? Absolutely. Certainly don't hurt. Certainly don't take away, And you know, I think that's the part where Ed can come in and you know, guide in some way, shape, or form. And obviously Jeff was there today and had some very kind things to say about Ed Scott. So, Jeff, are you with us?
I'm here.
What was it about Dr. Ed Scott? And thank you for doing this on back-to-back days. We very much do appreciate that. But when we saw your tweet, we were like, we got to have him because that's just not something that you normally say. So what was it about Dr. Ed Scott that struck you so much?
Well, I mean, you sit there and this guy walks up and you've got no idea what he's going to sound like. You know, we don't know Ed Scott, right? Dr. Ed Scott. And he just gave a terrific talk. Like, he's funny, he's engaging, he's inspiring. He did a thing at the end. He's got this cute little daughter. I don't know, about 5-year-old daughter, 8-year-old, 7-year-old daughter, whatever. She was sitting in the front row. And he did a thing at the end. He said, I ask her 5 questions as we go to school every day. He said, and the first question I ask is, what are we going to do today? And then she just spontaneously pops up from the front row. Be 1% better every day.
Dang, that's cute.
And
yes.
Then he said, wow. And then he said, you know, whatever. And who matters, you know, and who are we thankful for? I forgot or whatever. Mommy, whatever. And 3 was, and what do I need? And he goes, she goes, strong girls. And,
awesome.
and then he talks about resilience
awesome.
And strong girls just sort of apply to whatever. And then the last one was something about service or helping or whatever else. He said he didn't know that she was going to chime in from the front row. But it was freaking adorable. Like, it was just great. And he talks about I'm not going to just be here behind the podium. You know, it doesn't help if I'm just here behind the podium. I'm going to come out and I'm going to ask you to, if you care about the University of Memphis, I'm going to be, in, you know, across from you in your office or wherever you. Like, he's incredibly energetic, and he's. I would even say charismatic. I keep picking adjectives, but he was great. Again, how much does an opening press conference mean? You know, practically nothing, right, in terms of how good that person will ultimately be. But in terms of just an opening spiel, and I was thinking back through it, like, Penny was great, but only because he was Penny. Right, like, it didn't really, I don't even remember anything Penny really said except for wanting championships, right? His remarks when he was introduced were fine, but not, Laird's under, like, I'm comparing it to all the ones I've heard before, Novell, and Fuente looked kind of nervous, and this guy owns the room. He absolutely took control of the room. I'm going to be the athletic director for black folks and for white folks and for all folks. But then he talked openly about what it means and the pressures and how he knows there's going to be people who are going to be watching him. And if he fails, you know, it's going to impact them. And so there's more pressure on him to succeed. And he talked about other great black athletic directors that he's worked with or known or, and just sort of on every topic, he was terrific. And then he was also, the news of the day was it wasn't just all AD speak. We asked him about the house case and paying players, right? And some of the whatever. I think Bola actually asked him about, are you going to come up with $22 million? Well, we haven't known what the University of Memphis or the Group of Five, what they have any idea about what they plan to do, right? We know that the Power Five conferences can give up to $20, $22 million, whatever it is, you know, if this settlement is approved. It hasn't been approved yet. We know that's what the reality looks like. But one of the wild unanswered questions has been, okay, what does the AAC do? Or what does Memphis do? Or like, no one's even addressed it or discussed it. I haven't heard anyone talk about what a Group of Five will do. And he said, I know we're going to opt in. He said, you know, I don't know that we're going to do $22 million or whether we're going to do $10 million or whatever else, but I know we're going to opt in. I've never heard anyone say that. And then asked about conference realignment. He said, he said the stuff about being your best self and all that. But then he said, well, let's be honest, like, there's 2 conferences that everyone looks at, the Big 12 and the ACC. He said, right now, and he just talked openly about it. He said, the Big 12 looks kind of looks kind of filled right now, looks kind of stable right now. The ACC, I don't know if you all know it, there's a bunch of lawsuits going on. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you, as a guy who's coming from the ACC, I'd love to be back in the ACC. Like, he just talked openly in a way that, well, it's none of this, was none of this, yeah, well, you know, we just have to see what the future brings and be ready for all opportunities. You know,
that was the Laird special right there.
So it was just, he was, again, I have no idea if he's going to be good, but he was at giving a speech. He was great. He was great.
Well, I will say this. You say it can mean nothing, and it can mean nothing, but the dude does have to raise money. The dude has to raise money, and so 100%. That makes me want to like that when he said that
when he takes over a room,
yeah, like
that's
the, you know, the fact that his daughters, you know, he said he wants to have strong girls. Like, I want to donate, brother. Like, I'm in. Yeah, I get it, brother. I'm saying. So
he has to sell the program. He has to sell tickets. He has to sell people on giving to NIL. He has to sell. He's got to raise another $27 million for the football stadium. Really, when you think about it. I mean, you have to administer. That's part of it, right? Being an administrator and hiring good people and making sure that the, now that they're going to run the stadium, making sure that the, you know, the gates, the ticket gates work and the ticket, like all that stuff. Like, there's a lot of administrating that goes on. But then the other thing is being a salesperson, right? That's a huge part of the job. And if you don't like standing up in front of crowds or can't inspire them, if you do, you're making it harder on yourself. And so, again, I am not surprised, having witnessed what I just witnessed, that he walked into an interview process where there were three finalists and emerged as the guy who, you know, people love. And I have incredibly high regard for Ryan Alpert, and Jeff Crane. But this guy was... He was really impressive. You know, he was really impressive. Like, you know, after it's done, you sort of look at people and everyone's like, that was great. Like, you know, you sort of, whatever. So I was just talking to Jarvis. Jarvis was impressed. You know, you couldn't have been there and not been impressed. Now, you know, we'll see. We'll see where this goes. But so far, day one, he won the press conference.
I just wonder, you go from trying to beat the guy out, right, and Jeff Crane, the interim AD, who obviously has done a good enough job that he was a finalist for it as the interim AD, to I guess it is sort of a where maybe you recognize some of that and now want to retain him. I guess I'm saying that to ask you, was Crane there? I'm assuming no, because
he was on vacation. He was
okay.
Not there.
All right. Okay.
He was asked. In fact, I think I asked. Yes, I asked him about Jeff Crane, and he said. He said, you know, all the right things. He said, I have not met him. I hear great things about him. I'd love to, you know, whatever, if he, you know, but he's on vacation and I respect his decision. And I, you know, it's about extending respect to someone and blah, blah, whatever else. And after all that, I will be very surprised if Jeff Crane,
gotcha.
I will be stunned if Jeff Crane, he also said, I have a deep bench of people who, if I call them, would be very happy to come work with me. And worth the University of Memphis,
right? Yeah. So I think he'll probably have to tap into that bench, but that's okay.
Right,
I mean, that's
exactly. it's not just him. There's a bunch of people who've left recently, and he's picking up at this middle of this really critical time. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't really have, you know, his team is wildly thinned out over there, and so he's going to have to build his bench back at a time when you're supposed to be selling tickets and supposed to be raising money. And so he's got a lot to do, including, you know, finding people to do it with.
It was interesting that I don't know the context of it, but the fact that he even mentioned it, I thought was interesting. When he talked about the media, he talked about the fact that he likes to pick on the media. And I know he's obviously saying that tongue in cheek. Like, I think what he's saying is, I'll have an open line of communication with you guys, and I won't be afraid to, you know, to call it like it is with you guys. I thought that was promising, right? I mean, I felt like the last two ADs, it was just not their strength. Work in the media was just not their strength. And that's not the first, second, third, fourth, or fifth priority on the job, but I do think it was missing. And I think that if indeed he is, you know, as engaging as he seems to be, you know, that will actually only be a great thing for the University of Memphis. It's not why they hired him, but I think it actually could end up being a net positive for them in the decision to hire him if he's willing to do that.
Yeah, it's part of selling, right? And so there's no question about it. It's just part of selling the program. You Ed Scott standing on a corner talking doesn't really do much good except for the people who are walking by on the corner,
right,
if they happen to hear him. So he's got to be talking on a platform.
Yep.
And it can either be a print media platform or a TV media platform or a radio platform. It can be also their own platforms to some extent.
Sure.
But you can't just limit yourself with the University of Memphis to just, you know, whatever.
I'm just going to deal with the boosters and, you know, yeah.
So, or whatever. It will matter that he will do that. It was interesting. Who knows? How will he take criticism? Like, how will he, you know, it's funny. I asked him about, you know, at Morgan State, he inherited a scandal that he steered Morgan State out of. At Binghamton, he was kind of in the midst of a scandal that he was subsequently cleared of. But I asked him sort of a question about that, and he said, you did too much research, which was half joking, but also like, you know, like, I don't know. It will, the relationships between these people, we'll see how they morph over time, right? And with him and the whole greater community. But I just really think it's important in this city. Maybe if you're the AD at Ann Arbor, you can just print tickets, you know? Maybe you can just run a smooth program and print tickets, and that's that. I think in Memphis, it's really important, both sort of because the personality of the place, but also because the size of the place. It's really important to get out there and, you know, and to be with people and to make people feel like they're important, whether they're given $20 or, you know, $20 million. And I think there is a chance, just seeing, again, from this one limited, all we have is a sample size, I think there's a chance that that will be a strength of his.
Jeff, man, awfully nice to do this on back-to-back days.
Pop on.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks. Yes, Jeff Calkins joins us pretty much whenever.
Our man on the scene.
Yep. Our man
on
the scene.
Very kind of him to do.
Yes, absolutely right. I'm watching the draft video of Zach Edey when he gets the call, by the way. It's awesome. The cake literally says, "You've come a long way, baby." That's what the cake says. And he's getting the call, and he's telling his mom it's Memphis, and she's, like, loving it, and he's excited. And his mom looks genuinely happy. Like, I mean, she's like, yo, let's go to Memphis.
Good, because, I mean, she looked worried during most games, you know, until the end, obviously. But you always saw that concerned, anxiety-filled face from
her
in the stands. I'm glad that she can just have joy.
Yeah, man.
Where our young man's going.
Awesome. I just know that, like, the first thing you think when you go to Memphis is, like, it's Ja, right? I mean, it's like, I get to go play with friggin' Ja Morant, bro. I get to go finish.
I'm telling you, man, this thing about the Tennessee thing is going to stick. So that's going very quickly, too, make him.
Exactly.
You know, just a cult hero here, just a fan.
He put out the Vols, bro. He kept the Vols from getting their first Final Four.
And then told Rick Barnes about it.
And then let him know.
You know how we feel about Rick Barnes around here.
And then
and
let
him
know.
In his place. So, I mean, he's Grizz all the way. He's Memphis all the way already. And called Z-Bo. What are we talking about here?
He's outside. He's popping bottles. He popped a champagne bottle outside. You know, I mean, he was living it up. Zach, man, big Zach. Love it.
Now, didn't Drew tell us this is like the first day of Canadian training camp for the basketball? And so he's spending the first day coming to Memphis and getting the introduction at 5 o'clock, right? So that's a good thing.
Yep.
Knock this out and then go up there and get trained up.
Yep. They do call him Z-Bo. That is true, though.
Well, if it's that real, I don't know if you can just take it away from him just because you've had a Z-Bo here before. Maybe he's got to be Z-Bo, too.
Yeah, I mean, Lil Z-Bo.
That's what he's used to being called, bro.
Right.
You can't just hold it, you know.
That's an interesting.
Because there's a history of that name here. You can't change his nickname, the nickname he's been given and goes by.
Yeah, that's interesting.
First it was. It seems simple. You just drop it. But if apparently everybody calls him that, Painter and everybody, his family, Z-Bo, too.
Yeah. Like Z-Bo and whatever his number is.
What is he going to be, 14? Z-Bo 14.
I don't know. That's
Pam. You may have already hit on.
That's a tough one. That doesn't really roll off. But we'll put it in the bucket. We'll put it in the bucket and we'll sort of figure it out. But anyway, thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us on the show. We'll come back, wrap this up on a Friday. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Great way to start your weekend is by getting over to Sonic.
Oh yeah.
And just look at the menu. I mean, I'm just, you know, for me,
I always say it, like, the go-to summer order was like that grilled cheese with the Route 44 Diet Dr. Pepper with pellet ice. Ooh-wee.
My son loves the grilled cheese. See? And no adults still like it, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's that good. Don't let Jason judge you here for the grilled cheese at Sonic. But also, check out the Groovy Fries. Brand new to the menu, and they are delicious. I'll see to my fry expert on this review.
Perfectly salted. And perfectly configured. See if you take that one. Because the way they are, right, it's the ability to hold the groovy sauce. And if you're not having the groovy fries without the groovy sauce, then you're not getting the full experience. Put them together. And you can put a lot of it together because you can get a small, medium, or large groovy fry for just $1. Put it all together, a lot of it, share it with Zach Edey. Get him enough. Get Big Edey enough. When you get to Sonic, maybe you want even my order, the crispy chicken sandwich combo, and you can, again, change those fries to these groovy fries. It's going to change your life. You'll love them. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Yeah. So there you go. Sonic is the GOAT. As we get out of here for the weekend, I guess the Grizzlies will introduce Zach Edey.
Yeah, Edey at 5 o'clock.
A little bit later today. And so that'll be nice to sort of...
And Wills, right? They're one of the other two.
Yeah. Again, expectations, I think you're better off keeping very low for the second rounder just because it's very hard to hit on those guys.
I think that's appropriate.
You know, and if they do hit, great. You know, but you also sort of have to... You know what I'm saying? They did just announce the trade, by the way, for Cam Spencer. So maybe that's why he wasn't here.
Why he wasn't on the list beforehand.
But maybe
all the details are not in. Maybe he'll make it.
Right. but, I mean, there's not a whole lot of opportunity, you know, for them to get on the floor. I mean, you got to see what happens with Luke. But you have Gigi, you have Vince. I mean, Brandon. You know, I just don't really know where young guys are going to play right now.
No, but what you do know is that, and again, particularly, we're going to find out what tomorrow on Luke Kennard and what the plan is. But if he's going out the door, no, while these guys might not be able to contribute immediately, you need some shooting coming down the pike.
Yep.
Like, that's something that you're desperately missing in terms of proven shooters. And you did not shoot it well last year
right. With
Kennard, with Bane. Realize a lot of that broken up. But you've got Bane. We liked what we saw from Gigi and Vince in terms of from three, in terms of those percentages. Need to see more of it. It's not proven yet. And so, yeah, having something else coming down the pike, potentially, in terms of these guys, that's a good thing for a franchise that, yes, needs to win now, but you're always looking for, you know, talent and to address needs. Look like they did a little bit of both in the second round.
Absolutely. So that's you know, all you can hope to do, and, you know, I hope that Zach comes in ready to contribute, you know, right away. Before we get out of here, I want to tell you about our friends at Shoot 360. We're going to have some big news to announce in terms of their expansion here very soon, but you guys know how construction and delays and all that stuff works. So got to make sure it is absolutely 100% pristine and ready to go. But in the meantime, in between time, 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville, you're going to love it. You got a hooper in the house like my man Young CJ, get out there on the technology, same that Steph and Clay and other players use, and just see what it's all about. You're going to notice an improvement in their game. You're going to notice that they fall in love further with the game. 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
A lot like playing a video game. If kids are on video games, you've seen how into it they are. Super interactive, and that's what Shoot 360 is. They combine sort of the old school. They've got the development coaches, the weight training, with the new NASA-level technology that John's telling you about. But it's not just that technology that Clay and Steph have used. It's also the large, big-screen monitors that they use in terms of your ball handling and passing drills. Again, you're trying to hit those targets. Kids are going to fall in love. They're going to be getting better, and you're going to love it as a parent, as an uncle, or as an aunt because of the membership options. Get your place in line now by getting out to 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville for the new place, which, as John said, we're going to keep you apprised, but it is coming, I'll just tell you, very, very, very soon.
It's coming. That's good
there
to hear.
It there it is.
That is good to hear. Going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show. Thanks to producer Pam for holding it down this week.
You've been great.
Appreciate that very much. Jeffrey and company are up next. They're trying to film ESPN.
Great way to start your weekend is by getting over to Sonic.
Oh, yeah.
And just look at the menu. I mean, I'm just, you know, for me, I always say it, like, the go-to summer order was like that grilled cheese with the Route 44 Diet Dr. Pepper with pellet ice. Ooh-wee.
My son loves the grilled cheese.
See?
And adults still like it, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's that good. Don't let Jason judge you here for the grilled cheese at Sonic. But also, check out the Groovy Fries. Brand new to the menu, and they are delicious. I'll see to my fry expert on this review.
Perfectly salted.
Perfectly salted.
And perfectly configured. See if you take that one. Because the way they are, right, it's the ability to hold the groovy sauce. And if you're not having the groovy fries without the groovy sauce, then you're not getting the full experience. Put them together. And you can put a lot of it together because you can get a small, medium, or large groovy fry for just a dollar. Put it all together, a lot of it. Share it with Zach Edey. Get him enough. Get Big Edey enough. When you get to Sonic, maybe you want even my order, the crispy chicken sandwich combo, and you can, again, change those fries to these groovy fries. It's going to change your life. You'll love them. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Yeah. So there you go. Sonic is the GOAT. As we get out of here for the weekend, I guess the Grizzlies will introduce Zach Edey.
Yeah, Edey at 5 o'clock.
A little bit later today. And so that'll be nice to sort
and
of...
And Wills, right? They're one of the other two.
Yeah. Again, expectations, I think you're better off keeping very low for the second rounder just because it's very hard to hit on those guys.
I think that's appropriate.
You know, and if they do hit, great. You know, but you also sort of have to... You know what I'm saying? They did just announce the... trade, by the way, for Cam Spencer. So maybe that's why he wasn't here.
Why he wasn't on the list beforehand.
But maybe he'll
all the details are not in. And maybe he'll make it.
Right. but, I mean, there's not a whole lot of opportunity, you know, for them to get on the floor. I mean, you got to see what happens with Luke. But you have Gigi, you have Vince. I mean, Brandon. You know, I just don't really know where young guys are going to play right now.
No, but what you do know is that, and again, particularly, we're going to find out what tomorrow on Luke Kennard and what the plan is. But if he's going out the door, no, while these guys might not be able to contribute immediately, you need some shooting coming down the pike.
Yep.
Like, that's something that you're desperately missing in terms of proven shooters. And you did not shoot it well last year with Kennard, with Bane. Realize a lot of that broken up. But you've got Bane. We liked what we saw from Gigi and Vince in terms of from three, in terms of those percentages. Need to see more of it. It's not proven yet. And so, yeah, having something else coming down the pike, potentially, in terms of these guys, that's a good thing for a franchise that, yes, needs to win now, but you're always looking for, you know, talent and to address needs. Look like they did a little bit of both in the second round.
Absolutely. So that's you know, all you can hope to do, and, you know, I hope that Zach comes in ready to contribute, you know, right away. Before we get out of here, I want to tell you about our friends at Shoot 360. We're going to have some big news to announce in terms of their expansion here very soon. But you guys know how construction and delays and all that stuff works. So got to make sure it is absolutely 100% pristine and ready to go. But in the meantime, in between time, 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville, you're going to love it. You got a hooper in the house like my man Young CJ. Get out there on the technology, same that Steph and Clay and other players use, and just see what it's all about. You're going to notice an improvement in their game. You're going to notice that they fall in love further with the game. 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
A lot like playing a video game. If kids are on video games, you've seen how into it they are. Super interactive, and that's what Shoot 360 is. They combine sort of the old school. They've got the development coaches, the weight training, with the new NASA-level technology that John's telling you about. But it's not just that technology that Clay and Steph have used. It's also the large, big-screen monitors that they use in terms of your ball handling and passing drills. Again, you're trying to hit those targets. Kids are going to fall in love. They're going to be getting better, and you're going to love it as a parent, as an uncle, or as an aunt because of the membership options. Get your place in line now by getting out to 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville for the new place, which, as John said, we're going to keep you apprised, but it is coming, I'll just tell you, very, very, very soon. It's coming.
That's good to hear.
There it is.
That is good to hear. Going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show. Thanks to producer Pam for holding it down this week.
You've been great.
Appreciate that very much. Jeffrey and company are up next.